Hi, welcome to the Campus Lounge. It is the Coach Carl Show. I am Jay Stickney, and DU Hockey is back in action in 2025-2026. Pioneers off to a 3-win, 2-loss, 1-tie start, and now ranked number 6 in the nation in one national poll, number 7 in the other. And joining me, as always, the head coach, David Carl. And, Coach, first things first, I mean, a lot of question marks. You know, good rumors, if you will, of you leaving Denver for an NHL job for a couple $100 million, and that you made the decision to stay at DU. You've given all the reasons why, and obviously a huge congratulatory moment for you of getting that extension here at DU and staying. But I'm sure there were a lot of long nights for you having to make that decision.
Yeah, it was obviously feel really fortunate for the opportunity to have been able to explore some of those options, and you know, humbled by it, and again, just very grateful to be able to have it, and having options in life is always a good thing.
Yeah, what's it like to be wanted? I don't,
you know what it's
without the begging, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, that's such a great feeling. But you know, for you to come back, of course, to your alma mater and where you've continued winning, but the big change for you, of course, is, you know, it's not apples to apples anymore in college hockey or college sports. You've had to jump into that, not only the NIL world, but also going after, you know, major junior players in Canada. Everybody's doing it, and you got to compete with that on top of determining, hey, these are the guys that we've recruited to come to school. Who do we want to keep? Who don't we? And just the whole puzzle piece that you and your coaching staff have to go through, it must be a completely new world than when you started as an assistant.
Yeah, it's certainly, I mean, everybody sees that you're seeing the coaching buyouts in college football right now and all the movement there, and obviously that'll cascade down into the roster and the player movement that'll occur, you know, as those schools then hire other coaches, and it's just a huge trickle-down waterfall effect that'll go on. And obviously those changes haven't quite come to college hockey, but there have been a lot of changes in the sense of transfer portal, CHL players becoming eligible, and now you are adding in, you know, some real money starting to show up in college hockey, you know, with the likes of Gavin McKenna coming in and going to Penn State and in the big bag of cash that he got. So it is changing. Certainly, I think we're trying to navigate it best we can, not really change what we're looking for and the types of people and players, but also not getting, you know, caught behind the marketplace. And, you know, we have meetings coming up here in the next 3-4 weeks with administration and others and alumni about, you know, just the changing landscape, how we're planning to attack it. You know, from an NIL perspective, Peter Menino is back on staff for the whole athletic department, doing a wonderful job. You know, I think bringing the whole NIL rev share component to life and finding deals for our players and many other athletes in the department. But then this revenue sharing is a whole nother animal that came out of the health settlement that we're having conversations about in the next couple of weeks to try and, again, figure out what those numbers, what those levels will look like at DU, so we're not, again, losing who we are, but we're also not falling too far behind the marketplace in that area that we start to see a dip in the product on the ice.
Yeah, I mean, that's going to be the interesting thing, I think, for everybody, is when all of a sudden you've got these players that are good players for you that all of a sudden are like, well, I'm getting an extra $100,000 offer from this school. And I mean, at that point, you're hoping that to that player, well, I hope you're going right to the NHL rather than leaving us for another college.
Yeah, and I think, you know,
for money, not for more points.
Yeah, and I think the money numbers that get thrown around in college, I would say there's a very, very small number that are in the six-figure range, even north of $25,000, $30,000, I think is very, very small number. And so I think some of these things do get overblown. Obviously, yeah, people love to talk about the extremes and
right.
And what Gavin McKenna's making or Porter Martone or Roger McQueen. And, you know, there's a lot of really good players that, you know, aren't picked that high or aren't commanding that level that are doing a really nice job. And certainly many of them on our roster as we again, Denver's never been, I would say, a leader in dumping things into needlessly into resources that, maybe could be perceived as a waste. We like to lay in the weeds a little bit, let others go first, not get too far behind on what's happening, but we like to kind of observe some others and see what is working, not working. And again, our plan is to get something started and going more formally at the start of next year. And very confident that, you know, with this year's team, next year's team, that we're going to be very competitive, continue to do what we want to do, which is win a lot of hockey games and compete for the national championship.
You know, even without all the transfer portals or the NIL or all these other things going on, where you've made most of your success have been recruiting young guys that generally are in that third round to seventh round, yep, sort of NHL players that you end up getting 3 or even 4 years. A guy like Cole Gutman, who, you know, under the radar, smaller than people thought, and you get him to his fourth year. You know, and that seems to be how DU's been able to be so successful. And then you look at some of these other national championships, it's teams that have that, those upperclassmen, that those guys that have been there for a while. So people that I think that, hey, you can just buy yourself a championship, or you can get 5 to 7 number one draft picks like Michigan or Boston College, and that guarantees a championship. Clearly that hasn't been the way to go.
No, certainly not. There's been a lot of different ways to win over the last 5 to 10 years, but none of which have been multiple first-round picks on your team. And you mentioned a few teams that have tried it, failed, and obviously we've been able to have some success over the last 7-8 years with the way we've constructed our roster. And, you know, for all the things that we want to try and, you know, continue to push the envelope and do, you know, there's a lot of coaches around the country that tell us, like, you guys have found the sweet spot of how to build a roster, how to build a college program, rather than chasing, say, building a roster with a bunch of older players or chasing one class that is going to, you know, try and elevate you into a championship, because it hasn't worked at, you know, Wisconsin, Minnesota, Michigan. Certainly Michigan State's flaring with that this season with the number of first-round picks they have. BU, BC, you know, are the others that have really tried it, and they've had successful years. Obviously, we play BC in the championship game. We play BU in the semifinal game. Minnesota makes it to the championship game, but ultimately the Big Ten and, you know, BU and BC haven't been able to win in the last 10 to 12 years within this new landscape.
And the other backbone that, if you look at DU, at least during what we'll just call it the Stickney dynasty.
Yeah, I'd say that's fair.
You know, during the Stickney, is it dynasty is the best word I can come up with. But, you know, if you look at those 25 seasons, on top of all those things we just talked about, it's been the goaltending that's, I think, separated DU from so many of these other schools. This year you come in, 2 brand-new goaltenders. You lose the legendary Matt Davis, who replaced the legendary Magnus Crona. So, so far, how are you feeling about Quentin Miller and Paxton Geisel and everybody else?
Yeah, no, it's we knew there'd be turnover, obviously, at that position. I've known it for a little while now, and you know, we have 7 new forwards on the team, 1 new goal or 1 new defenseman, and 2 new goaltenders in Quentin and Johnny Hicks. And
great name, though, by the way.
Great name, yes. And Paxton being the one returner, but not with a ton of experience on his resume. So knew it'd be a competition coming in. You know, they've done a really nice job, all 3 guys, of, you know, competing and trying to get their way into the net. And, you know, that hasn't been a reason for our 3-2-1 start. We've outscored opponents 21-9. We haven't given up a goal on the power play yet. So the penalty kill's 100%. The goaltending, I think, is above a 9.35 or a 9.40. You know, really what's been our challenge is the consistency of our scoring. You think if you would have told me outscore teams 21-9, have 100% penalty kill 6 games in, I'd probably say 5-0-1 at the worst.
Or the Northeastern game where they have 14 total shots,
yeah,
and you still lose the hockey game.
Yeah, so that's hockey sometimes, and certainly it was, you know, that game was that way, the Air Force game was that way, and then we had the clunker you know, we felt against Lindenwood. So,
although that's another school that, that brought in some major junior Canadian players that, that have helped, you know, change their direction.
Yep, new coach, a lot of new players, and, you know, off to a good start early in what they're doing. So, yeah, no, it's there's a lot in flux in college hockey. We're, you know, and you've seen it around the country. A lot of ranked teams have lost here early. I just think the depth, that's a good thing for fans as they get to see more and more good players, more and more competitive games as you go throughout the season.
Well, you were in Boston last weekend. Of course, beautiful to be in Boston in October. And you go into Boston College, top 10 team ranking again, number 9. You beat them 7-3. 4 consecutive wins against Boston College. All
Who's
of
counting?
Them.
Yeah,
not me.
We don't use that.
I wouldn't post
either.
Something like that 78 times, and, yeah. and I haven't. Yeah. The main thing is to me is you look at those four games, not only are you talking about like a national championship or an NCAA regional final, none of those games were ever played at Magnus Arena.
Yeah, and it's funny, you hear some people you hear some people sorry Jay solo homer for the Jays. Jay's Blake, a big Dodgers fan.
Yeah, Blake Snell,
it's a big night for him.
Blake Snell thinks he's a Giant now.
But no, you hear people say, well, BC would have won in a 7-game series.
Right.
And,
yeah.
You know, we've swept them in that 7-game series now in the last 4 games. So.
Just like the Soviets would have beaten the Americans in 1980.
Yeah,
right?
Well, they didn't. You know, right? So, no, yeah, people forget that we beat them earlier in that season in their building, and then we followed it up with ending their season last year and beating them in their building again this season. So they'll be back in Denver next year for 2 games. So we look forward to welcoming out to Denver.
What was it like, too? I mean, I've been to the Matthews Arena a few times, the old, dog pound, if you will, and oldest arena in college hockey. And really must have been, not that you enjoyed losing 1-0, but, yeah, last time at that ancient arena, one of college hockey's oldest. And what are the players, what do some of these players think of the old barn?
Yeah, I'm more concerned about you right now as the Jays
another
got
homer.
2-0.
Another homer,
another
I know.
Homer.
2-0,
and,
yeah.
We might need to go to break for you to recoup.
Well,
here.
Kirk Gibson and Sandy Koufax are in attendance, so we'll be fine.
Okay. Matthews Arena, it was great. I'd never been there before. We did a little history lesson via Wikipedia before the game.
Via Wikipedia.
For the guys, and learned that it opened in 1910.
Not microfilm?
I don't know what that is.
Yeah.
Hosted a Teddy Roosevelt rally.
Oh, wow.
And an FDR rally as well in the early teens and obviously in the 30s. Home of the Bruins and the Celtics, and then home of, most importantly, Denver's second national championship in 1960, where we defeated Michigan Tech and Boston University.
Yeah.
So I think it was our 12th or 14th time playing in the venue. And it was a great atmosphere and wonderful venue. To play in, very historic. Kind of makes you sad that they couldn't figure out some way to, you know,
keep
make
it going.
Yeah, I mean,
it's right next to Fenway Park. I can only imagine what the real estate must be worth there. But
yeah. I mean, it's 2025. We can't figure some way to keep some walls up.
No, I mean, look what's going on around here in Denver after 30 years, and Power Field is too old.
Yeah, good point.
That's just the way things happen. Here with Coach Carl, David Carl, at the Coach's Show at the Campus Lounge. We're going to come back. Denver has their homecoming weekend coming up against Alaska Anchorage. DC knows a little bit about Anchorage, Alaska. We'll talk about that when we come back to the Campus Lounge on 104.3 The Fan HD3.
Miss, your burger is served.
Thank you.
And if I may suggest a pairing, this is our finest Pepsi Zero Sugar. The sweetness of Pepsi perfectly balances the savory notes of your burger, while the citrus and carbonation elevates the taste for a truly stunning flavor profile. Bon appétit.
Now that is one perfect combination. If this is how the other half lives, I could get used to this. Burgers deserve Pepsi.
Hi, this is Todd Usry, president of Breckenridge Brewery. When we settled into Littleton, we wanted it to feel like home to everyone who visited. So we built the Farmhouse Restaurant. The comfort food menu is made to complement the fresh beer brewed right here on site. My personal favorite spot is the beer garden. I love sitting next to the fire, listening to bluegrass with a beer, looking out at the open mountain view. Stop by on the weekends for brunch or come see us anytime. Check out breckbrew.com for more info. Here at the farmhouse, you're always in good company.
Healthcare with human kindness is here. It's at Common Spirit Health. Hospitals, clinics, and caregivers all connected to advance healthcare in Colorado, Kansas, and Utah. Together, we have a common purpose, partnering with you in health and healing using powerful medicine, powerful technology, and the greatest power of all, human kindness. You'll know it when you see it, because human kindness is in every care site and in every caregiver. Common Spirit Health. Hello, human kindness.
Miss, your burger is served.
Thank you.
And if I may suggest a pairing, this is our finest Pepsi Zero Sugar. The sweetness of Pepsi perfectly balances the savory notes of your burger, while the citrus and carbonation elevates the taste for a truly stunning flavor profile. Bon appétit.
Now that is one perfect combination. If this is how the other half lives, I could get used to this. Burgers deserve Pepsi.
Hey, we are back at the Campus Lounge, DU Hockey and all of DU Athletics' legendary sports bar, of course, founded by Coach Jim Wisty, and they have done a tremendous job here at the Campus Lounge. So happy to be here and with Coach David Carl. And, Coach, you've got Alaska Anchorage coming in for homecoming weekend this Friday and Saturday night. You obviously from Anchorage and your entire coaching staff pretty much from or have experience coaching in Alaska. Last season we opened in Anchorage, able to play those two games, and you swept both of those games. And this is a program that was a very proud program for many seasons and now is trying to come back and get money for a new arena. And after being essentially
dormant
for lack of funding, is now slowly coming back. And this is in many ways a sleeping giant because of the popularity of hockey in Alaska. But what can we expect from them since they haven't won a game yet in their four tries?
Yeah, I think great to have them on our schedule. We go up there and play them due to the NCAA rule. One, they're an independent. They need some help scheduling games, so they don't play in a conference. But two, selfishly for us, is when we go up there, you get to play two extra regular season games. So instead of 34, we can play 36. And
you are selfish sometimes, though.
I am.
Wow.
I can be. And then, obviously, this is their return trip, and we'll actually start the year in Anchorage next season. They'll be on the schedule for the next 2 years after this as well.
I'm still having flashbacks of all those wolves at the sanctuary
to visit. Welcome to
and
come
the
back.
The
again,
ambulance
yeah.
drove by the highway, and the wolves just lost their mind and had to howl for 40
Remember
minutes.
Remember the wind, too.
No, the wind and the cold, yeah.
The bus driver said put on your seatbelts.
on the sewer. It was
the Seward Highway.
Yeah.
Right next to the water. I thought we were going
on a very personal level. For years in the old WCHA, Anchorage was always one of my favorite trips.
Why is that?
I just love it. I just love the people.
Is it better than Fairbanks?
Yeah, I do. I agree. Yeah. And I don't mean to hurt Tavis or Dallas's feelings, but
I feel
Anchorage
office,
is much better than Fairbanks.
Yeah.
Or Gabe Levin, who spent 5 years in the juniors there.
Yes, he did.
But I do like Anchorage better. You have had a team so far that's a very balanced scoring. You're led by a defenseman, much like last season and the season before in many ways, but Eric Polkamp, who, by the way, not only leads the team with 7 points, he has 28 shots. I used to always say, you know, he never saw a shot he didn't like. Is there any time you say to Eric, maybe don't shoot it there while it's still warm up?
Yeah, he likes to shoot it. There's a few times where we'd like him to hang on to it a little bit more, maybe look for a different look. But yet, generally, his shot has a chance to go in at any time, you know, he lets it rip. And so you're trying to use that weapon and set him up into situations for him to be able to showcase it on face-off plays and on the power play and different things, five-on-five, that we try and do. So he's been effective with it throughout his college career, and I think that'll continue throughout the year.
Yeah, and then you look at some of your sophomore class that is really starting to take that next step. Obviously, Jake Fisher will be here tonight to talk, and he's already got 3 goals and 2 assists, Colorado Avalanche draft pick. Hagan Burroughs, who I think was about 14 when he joined the program, now has really stepped up already, you know, 7 points for him. And, you know, Kent Anderson, who has always looked like the captain, even when he was a freshman, it was almost inevitable, you know, that he was going to be the captain.
Yeah.
And, you know, happy to see him in that role as a senior.
Yeah, for sure. You know, I think he's earned the trust and respect of his teammates and has kind of grown in his role each and every year that he's been here and been through a lot during his time. And then, yeah, those you made mention of those sophomores. You have another one here tonight in Reeder, James Reeder. You know, we have seven freshman forwards. So automatically, you know, those guys are already, you know, pretty senior laden on the group, even though they're in year two. And so looking for a lot out of that sophomore group to take a step from their freshman year to their sophomore year. And they've been doing a wonderful job thus far and look for their growth to continue because, again, they are such young players and they certainly haven't reached their ceiling or potential of what they're going to hit here. So looking forward to see what they can continue to contribute as this season goes on.
Yeah, Clark Caswell, the freshman, leading the freshman with his scoring. He's been impressive so far. What are some of the other new names that maybe the Pioneer fans don't know yet that are they're going to know here pretty soon?
Yeah, I mean, we've talked about a few of them. Obviously, Quentin Miller in goal has gotten, you know, he got back-to-back starts this past weekend. Would expect to see him again here this weekend, his first time playing in Magnus Arena. You know, the freshman forwards up front, you mentioned Caswell. Brendan McMorrow was injured to start the year. His speed will remind a lot of our fans of a Jared Wright type of player, just his ability to pressure and break up plays.
Is there anyone who will ever be as fast as Jared Wright?
I'll let you judge that on the
weekend.
I mean,
you take away his stop sign hands, and Jared Wright has 1,000 goals every year.
Yeah. Wow.
You'll
have a long look at McMorrow
okay.
on the weekend. So
now he had his first goal.
Yep, he did. Great shot against Boston College, and I think it was the fifth or sixth goal in the evening. And happy for him. Christian Epperson got his first goal against Boston College as well. Kyle Shazowski comes in as one of the top two or three point getters in the Western Hockey League last year. So again, a lot of depth and imbalance to the group. Jamison on the back end, we've asked a lot of him, you know, here early on, and he's fit in really well as a big left shot defenseman for us.
Yeah, you've got the upperclassmen and Lorenz and Salmonen and Sam Harris, who's had so many great goals last year, already off to a pretty good start. But do you feel like this team is a team that doesn't have to rely on a top line or a top two lines like some of your recent teams in the past?
Yeah, I mean, I think we're at the stage where I don't know. It's always nice to have that, and we're trying to find that, I would say. And so I think we're relying upon everybody to contribute. And there's pros and cons to that because you don't know which line's going to step up on a given night. You know, but also you miss maybe a we're certainly looking for that consistent scoring that we got out of Thompson, Devine, and King last year. And there's a lot of depth to the forward group, and it's just them trying to continue to learn and find timing and chemistry with one another to make that more consistent on the goal scoring front. Because again, 21 goals over six games is enough to win games, but we've had two in there, you know, one with one goal and one with zero. And so it's just been, it's been skewed to a few games, and that needs to start to balance itself out.
Obviously, not only is it homecoming weekend, but Friday night you play on Halloween. Do you expect yourself or the coaches once again to dress up in costumes? And what can we expect?
Ferg is in charge of that, so we'll see what he
comes
up with.
Last year, he came as like a Fig Newton.
I think
is that what he's going to do again this year?
Probably.
All right. I think it's a great tradition that you do for college hockey with the Halloween costumes. Charlie and I on TV are probably going to do something similar.
Yeah.
I've kind of come as creepy middle-aged man for the last 10 years.
And it works for you.
I'm going to keep doing that. Final thing, we've got NCHC. We got four out of the top 10 teams in the NCHC. DU right now at number six or number seven, Western Michigan at number three. What's going on with the state of Michigan right now? You got Michigan State number one, Michigan number two, and Western Michigan number three. I mean, don't they know there are warmer states to go to?
I don't know. Yeah, we need to get you back on our recruiting committee.
I think so. I mean, you have two choices. You have Denver or you have Arizona State. And those are the two teams you got to look at.
Yeah, I'm with you.
All right. Well, Coach, thanks so much. This is our first one. You've got four to go, four to survive. You did great tonight.
Thank you.
You've got a
little rusty.
Yeah, you got a son there that I think is tired of watching the Dodgers pitch, and he's going to fall asleep here.
Yeah, that's what it looks like.
All right.
Get him home.
All right, we'll be back here at the Campus Lounge with a couple of the Pioneer sophomores, forward Jake Fisher and James Reeder. Stay with us. Campus Lounge, DU Coaches Show on 104.3 The Fan, HD3.
Miss, your burger is served.
Thank you.
And if I may suggest a pairing, this is our finest Pepsi Zero Sugar. The sweetness of Pepsi perfectly balances the savory notes of your burger, while the citrus and carbonation elevates the taste for a truly stunning flavor profile. Bon appetit.
Now that is one perfect combination. If this is how the other half lives, I could get used to this. Burgers deserve Pepsi.
Hi, this is Todd Usry, president of Breckenridge Brewery. When we settled into Littleton, we wanted it to feel like home to everyone who visited. So we built the Farmhouse Restaurant. The comfort food menu is made to complement the fresh beer brewed right here on site. My personal favorite spot is the beer garden. I love sitting next to the fire, listening to bluegrass with a beer, looking out at the open mountain view. Stop by on the weekends for brunch or come see us anytime. Check out breckbrew.com for more info. Here at the Farmhouse, you're always in good company.
Healthcare with human kindness is here. It's at Common Spirit Health. Hospitals, clinics, and caregivers all connected to advance healthcare in Colorado, Kansas, and Utah. Together, we have a common purpose, partnering with you in health and healing using powerful medicine, powerful technology, and the greatest power of all, human kindness. You'll know it when you see it, because human kindness is in every care site and in every caregiver. Common Spirit Health. Hello, human kindness.
Miss, your burger is served.
Thank you.
And if I may suggest a pairing, this is our finest Pepsi Zero Sugar. The sweetness of Pepsi perfectly balances the savory notes of your burger, while the citrus and carbonation elevates the taste for a truly stunning flavor profile. Bon appetit.
Now that is one perfect combination. If this is how the other half lives, I could get used to this. Burgers deserve Pepsi.
All right, Jay Stickney back at the Campus Lounge, the Pioneer Institution. Denver taking on Alaska Anchorage this Friday and Saturday night. It's homecoming weekend. And now joining me, Pioneer sophomore Jake Fisher and James Reeder. Jake, a draft pick of the local professional hockey team, the Colorado Avalanche. And James Reeder, the team I grew up with, the Los Angeles Kings. And both of you guys, now you're sophomores. You know where the library is, so that's a huge win. What's been the difference so far coming back as a sophomore, both on campus and in the hockey?
Yeah, I mean, on campus, obviously, we're both living in a house now, so we're roommates. We just live right down on High Street, so obviously a lot different than the dorms. A lot better, big upgrade, so that's definitely different. And then, obviously just come back for our second year. It's, you have a year of experience under your belt, so, we got 10 new freshmen, a lot of new guys, so. Just good to know them, and they've been great on our team, so it's been awesome.
It's kind of cliche, but they always say, especially in college sports, that the transition from freshman to sophomore year is probably the biggest one, and a lot of that probably has to do with the weight room and conditioning and really the legal abuse that Matt Shaw gives you.
Yeah, it's
we got a whole summer of training with him, like last year and then this year, of course, so. He's always making sure you're putting in the work, and it's good, especially for, I guess, some of the undersized guys, just to put on weight and kind of be ready to be able to take, like, the full season of college hockey.
Yeah, Matt's got me doing water aerobics right now at a couple of senior places, and I'm dominating.
Dominating?
Absolute domination. So, good. Matt knows what he's doing, and obviously you guys are getting bigger and faster. Off to a good start for you guys. I mean, it's got to be kind of strange. I mean, it's – in October, you go and you have a tough one with Air Force, tough one on the road at Lindenwood, and then you do what you always do. You go into Boston College and you beat them. You guys still – do you think there's a mentality – and I could be totally wrong because it's October, but you just get up for those bigger teams, bigger names, and maybe even though you don't consciously do it, have troubles with some of the teams that maybe you take for granted?
I mean, yeah, obviously, teams like BC and those teams, you obviously – you step up, and but I think a big thing for us is we've been kind of emphasizing preparing for every team the same, because You know, obviously at Denver, you get everyone's best. So preparing the same way for everyone is something that's been a key point for us, and, you know, just continue to do that for the rest of the season.
You know, I mean, last year having gone as far as you did, I just felt like, you know, obviously with the parents and everybody and the 7.5 weeks that we all stayed in New Hampshire before we ever finally got out. I mean, it's a huge bonding thing. And yet at the same time, I mean, you guys come into this sophomore year, I feel like feeling like you've been through so much already and not fazed by a lot of things that are going to happen on and off the ice.
Yeah, I mean, last year we got lucky. Like, it was only five of us who came in, so a lot of the guys had been through everything, and obviously they won the national championship the year before, and then making the Frozen last year. So, I mean, we're kind of used to all those big games, per se, and it's kind of just, like, continuing this year, and hopefully we're able to make it back again.
You know, and both of you, you know, being NHL draft picks, and you're still earlier in your career, but, James, we just lost our director of hockey operations, Travis Culhane, really close to everybody. He's now with the LA Kings. You've got Jared Wright and, of course, Trevor Moore's playing there. Mm-hmm. And then the Avalanche, well, they're about 7 minutes away, I think, mm-hmm. depending on traffic, maybe 11.
Yeah.
So I'm sure you see a lot of people. So what's that correlation like with all the connections that you have with both teams and DU?
Yeah, obviously, you know, the Avalanche right down the road. So it's, you know, really special playing for the Pioneers here, and then having, obviously, you know, the team we're drafted to right down the road. You know, it's easy access for them to come watch any home game they want, and you know, go out to dinner with them, and you know, even go to some Avs games as well. So having them right down the road is really special, and you know, it's definitely something I don't take for granted.
Yeah, I mean, it's nice, like, going into the place and already knowing people. Like, last year we went to a development camp and Jared Wright was there, and then next year I'll go and Christian Epperson and Brendan McMorrow will both be there. So I guess it's like an easier feeling going into the camp knowing you already know a couple people.
And you don't have to give up your milk money.
Yeah,
you know, that helps a lot too, I think, you know, in those cases. So you got Alaska Anchorage coming up. Yeah, yep. You guys actually played them both. In fact, it was your birthday, James.
Yeah.
James scored a goal on his birthday, and your mom and dad were standing right next to me in the radio booth when you scored. So that was an amazing moment. How do you top that?
I don't know. Yeah, my mom came out for that trip, and she came out for this one too. So hopefully, you know, that luck continues this time around.
Yeah, hopefully another goal for her.
Yeah, I mean, in Alaska, I mean, obviously a program coming back up again after years of being dormant, if you will. But, yeah, they played you played tight on the Saturday game, and they've got some good size. But as you've already learned early in the season, really no one to take for granted in this league.
Yeah, you know, obviously you get everyone's best here at Denver, so never taking them for granted. And, you know, they're a really well-structured team, and you know, a lot of big bodies on that team, so bringing your A game is definitely important.
And you tell me that, of course, you're going for the Toronto Blue Jays
in
this game five here.
Yeah.
You're not going to be as emotionally devastated, perhaps, that I will be when my team loses.
Yeah, no, not at all.
Okay. All right. Hey, guys, thanks so much for taking the time. Good luck this Friday and Saturday.
Yep.
I'm on TV Friday night, so
if you
see me covered in makeup and
Tune
lipstick,
in.
That's a normal Friday night for me.
Exactly.
No costume for you?
Nothing for me. I come as creepy middle-aged guy.
That's so, your costume?
That's it.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks a lot. James Reeder.
Thank you.
And Jake Fisher of the DU hockey team Friday and Saturday night. We'll take a break. We're going to come back with the dog father. Marty Richardson of Dog Nation will join us at the Campus Lounge on 104.3 The Fan HD3.
Miss, your burger is served.
Thank you.
And if I may suggest a pairing, this is our finest Pepsi Zero Sugar. The sweetness of Pepsi perfectly balances the savory notes of your burger, while the citrus and carbonation elevates the taste for a truly stunning flavor profile. Bon appétit.
Now that is one perfect combination. If this is how the other half lives, I could get used to this. Burgers deserve Pepsi.
Hi, this is Todd Usry, president of Breckenridge Brewery. When we settled into Littleton, we wanted it to feel like home to everyone who visited. So we built the Farmhouse Restaurant. The comfort food menu is made to complement the fresh beer brewed right here on site. My personal favorite spot is the beer garden. Love sitting next to the fire, listening to bluegrass with a beer, looking out at the open mountain view. Stop by on the weekends for brunch or come see us anytime. Check out breckbrew.com for more info. Here at the Farmhouse, you're always in good company.
Healthcare with human kindness is here. It's at Common Spirit Health. Hospitals, clinics, and caregivers, all connected to advance healthcare in Colorado, Kansas, and Utah. Together, we have a common purpose, partnering with you in health and healing using powerful medicine, powerful technology, and the greatest power of all, human kindness. You'll know it when you see it, because human kindness is in every care site and in every caregiver. Common Spirit Health. Hello, human kindness.
Miss, your burger is served.
Thank you.
And if I may suggest a pairing, this is our finest Pepsi Zero Sugar. The sweetness of Pepsi perfectly balances the savory notes of your burger, while the citrus and carbonation elevates the taste for a truly stunning flavor profile. Bon appétit.
Now that is one perfect combination. If this is how the other half lives, I could get used to this. Burgers deserve Pepsi.
Super fan over there.
All right, we are back at the Campus Lounge, DU Athletics Institution. It's the DU Hockey Coach Carl Show from the Campus Lounge. We'll be here four times live in person this season. And Pioneers, 3 wins, 2 losses, and 1 tie overall, ranked number 6 in the nation and number 7, depending on which poll you really believe in. And I'm going to go with number 6.
Yeah, I have to agree.
I think that's USA Hockey's poll. Yeah. You know? So there it is. Well, if you listened and watched most of the shows last season or really know anything about hockey in the state of Colorado, you know Dog Nation. And led, of course, by Marty Richardson, a.k.a. the Dog Father, who completely manipulates his tournament every year so that his team wins in the big
We've never won this tournament, by the way.
Well, yeah, exactly. Well, you've gotten so busy now that you know, I always volunteer for a couple games every year. And
yeah.
You've gotten so busy that you never even come by anymore. Like when I first started, it was like, hey, you're on with me. Now you've got 73 other people to talk to.
it gets tough.
So it's just so tough. Big, and it's all because of you and your passion. And joined tonight by Dan Schramm. Am I saying it right?
Yeah, correct.
Dan Schramm, who is with the U.S. National Blind Hockey Team, and first of all, you gotta have the special hockey puck that you play with, so we can hear what that is.
Yeah, it's an adaptive puck made out of stainless steel, and it's got about 9 ball bearings on it that makes it rattle, so us with visual impairments and blindness can track the puck.
Yeah, notice it's I want to say approximately 5 times the size of a regular puck, and it also looks like it's been hit a lot.
Yeah, it's hit a few posts. I'd like to hit him the back of the net a few times.
Yeah.
But every once in a while it'll hit me in the body. It doesn't feel too good.
No.
Definitely enjoy it.
All right. Well, Dan, you were saying that local Colorado effort has diminished a little bit recently. You want to see that picked back up?
Yeah, we have a group out here in Denver called the Colorado Visionaries. It's a local blind hockey program that I was first introduced to about 6 years ago. Really changed my life and been able to meet all sorts of cool people, people with different visual capabilities and whatnot, and just learning from their stories and whatnot really inspired me to be more a part of it and help kind of this resurgence over the next year or so. And of course, with the help of Marty and Dog Nation, he always gives us a wonderful platform to promote our sport during the big Dog Bowl. So if you guys ever are out there, come check us out. It's not hard to find because of the big rattling puck.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely, too, with as I've gotten older, I could definitely broadcast a game when I can hear the puck. It would be very helpful. So you and, of course, Dog Nation helping to promote so much of this hockey in Colorado. What is it that we need to do as a state, I guess, to get more awareness and more involvement?
Yeah, a little bit. I think the biggest thing is just getting the voice out there that, you know, there's more than just regular sighted hockey. You know, besides blind hockey, there's also sled hockey, special hockey, and all those programs could use the same support as, you know, our regular body programs do. You know, as inspiring as it is to meet and hear all the pro players, the college players from DU, I think on some level they're also inspired by us. So if we can give ourselves a platform to talk about it more, you know, we can inspire more of, you know, all hockey.
Well, and, you know, over the years, I mean, again, you're going with the sled hockey, and thanks to Marty and you know, and players like Gabe Gauthier and Charlie Host that have gone out and participated as well. I mean, I think the sled hockey has gotten a lot of exposure and a lot of response. But, again, the blind hockey is, at least on my level, is not a game that I've broadcast.
Yeah, it's a super small community. I'm very tight-knit. Out of all the, you know, disabled disciplines out there, we're the smallest. So it's really hard to find a lot of that talent out there. But I think we also use that to our strengths to kind of build each other up and really support each other. The U.S. national team is so spread out. There's nothing really localized. So it's kind of on us as the national team players to go out in our local communities and help foster those local programs and build them up and, you know, build the next wave. Just keep them coming.
Do you guys get any support or cooperation with USA Hockey?
They help us out a little bit with our events throughout the year on the recreational level. Still looking for a little more support on the national side. It's all pay to play right now, so we all kind of come together, help each other fundraise and you know, make ends meet to make these tournaments and whatnot. It's been an incredible experience and on for the ride.
Well, talking about on for the ride, Marty Richardson right here, the dog father, who not only keeps coming back year in and year out, but actually looks younger every year. And a lot of that is because he lives in the foothills or the mountains of Colorado, where he's frozen for 6 months of the year.
I think it's that training regimen Milan and Joe have him on.
Oh, yeah. No, there's. I mean, Pilates is an important part of everybody's structure. But, Marty, again, great to have you back. I mean, it's gone back forever, and you just keep doing this incredible thing year in and year out. I don't have a number, and maybe it's not even important, yeah. But the amount of, well, flat-out money and fundraising and everything, you know, I didn't really know about it too much until one of my best friends got hurt and unfortunately perished in Butch Mousseau. But Marty and his group were so important to his family. And then they had a golf tournament and continue to have golf tournaments to support his family. And what Dog Nation does to the hockey community and what Marty Richardson does for the hockey community, you hate to use the cliche, but you can't put a price on it.
No, it's never really been about the money. It's been about what's beyond that, building the families, building the communities, his networking, just bringing people on. And, you know, despite, you know, some barriers, whether it's sled or visual impairment, he's like, throw all that out the window, get on the ice with us, and let's just, you know, play hard, play fair, and give back.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Like, I mean, Butch was a referee, but it's like, you know, whether you're a player or a referee or whatever it is, if you're involved with hockey, and it used to be just Colorado, now he's kind of all over the place. I mean, all over North America.
Yeah, we were just in St. Louis for the Lindenwood Series, so that was kind of cool too. And ironically, James's guest up there, and we just kind of did it off the fly, thanks to John over here, is we actually had a blind goalie on.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. And that it was really literally cool. Off the fly, right?
Right there.
Yeah, John, can we get him on? Sure.
Now, obviously, you guys, Jim Montgomery, former Pioneer coach, head coach of the St. Louis Blues, was
he wasn't there, but Paul was.
Okay.
Staz was there, and so he was there Friday night, so hung out with him a little bit, and his son, just like Paul was here with his. I mean,
last time I heard he was living in Las Vegas. Did he move back to St. Louis?
He moved to St. Louis.
Okay, St. Louis. Makes the most sense. You know, for him, it was always St. Louis or Colorado. Because he grew up in both places.
It was great. And this guy here, he's actually the captain of the U.S. national team.
The captain. That's amazing. Oh, we got a picture.
Oh, picture time.
That's good radio. When you do pictures, it is good radio. There it is.
I've been told I have a face for radio.
Oh, my God. My dad said it to me when I first got the radio job, and I'm like, it's genetic, old man. You know, and he didn't get it.
Yeah.
So that's great. That's great.
Yeah, one of the things that we did with Blind that was really cool at this event, and I think James did the game. We'll have to have you do it next time. But we actually wear glasses to emulate the vision that they have. And last year it was Gabe Gauthier and I did it.
Yeah.
And the year before it was Milan and I did it.
Well, it's such a strange thing because James Mansfield, a.k.a. Manny Furtado, who's now doing the radio, that's how we met, is we both did games together for Dog Nation.
Is that right?
And he was the play-by-play, and I was the color analyst. And that's when I learned I wasn't very good.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's how Manny or James and I met.
Well, you guys are both pretty darn
good.
We
both
have
you on speed dial.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, that's great.
Yeah, it was good.
So, what's coming up, you know, for the rest of the season? We're only in October, which is amazing.
We have actually a cool one coming up in less than a month here, and it's a 3v3 tournament in Fraser.
Okay.
And no goalies, 3v3 pond style, and this guy is going to be my teammate.
Oh, wow.
And so, we're our top team is it's called the Top Dogs. That one, Gabe Levin has played on, and lots of XDU guys have played on our Top Dogs, and current DU guys, in fact. And Milan usually plays on that one, too. So that they'll play in the top division, and Dan and I will play in one of the other divisions. But we got a pretty good team, and this guy hangs totally fine. We don't use one of these pucks. We use
so, Fraser, is it going to be outdoors?
It's kind of it. They have like a half-outdoor rink. It has no sides on two of the four sides. And
so who has to get the puck?
No, it's regular rain. Okay. But
sounds like when you're a little kid.
It can be really cold, though.
Yeah,
it can
yeah.
be really yeah, cold yeah. up there. So it's we got lucky last year when we played it. The last 2 years, it's been fine. But I'm waiting for that year where we're going to be playing in minus 10 up there.
Oh, yeah. No doubt. Fraser. Cool.
Yeah.
I mean, my goodness.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
That is be good fun. Stuff. Now, you guys both coming out to homecoming to watch DU Alaska?
You know what? I haven't made that decision yet, but probably I probably should.
Well, I mean, you're kind of like, you can go to the Avs, you can go to the Pioneers, you can go to whoever.
I'm kind of like at all of them.
Whoever wants to invite you,
I'll probably go.
I mean,
to
if Forsberg wants you in his suite, I get it.
We were in Joe's suite last night. Just
oh,
by the way.
There you go. whenever you can just call him Joe, that's always a good sign. I call him Joey.
Yeah,
that's
there
it. You know,
go. Even
I'll yell, "Hey, 19."
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
So.
Exactly.
All right. Well, looking forward to having you out here all four episodes this season.
Yes.
Wishing Dan the very best luck as the captain of the U.S. National Blind Team. And where can people go to get involved or help contribute? Or
yeah, so locally our Facebook is Colorado Visionaries Blind Hockey Group. The national team is usblindhockeyteam.com. And, yeah, really just through our social media channels is the best way to get a hold of us. It's all volunteer-driven, much like, you know, Marty knows how much work and dedication on top of our real lives go into it. So, really, any little bit helps. And, honestly, just spreading the word is the biggest thing.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you guys for giving me a platform to speak.
All right. Marty, I could never have a platform that wouldn't allow you to speak.
Yeah. No, this guy's really good, isn't he? I
mean, he is really good.
You can tell why he wears a C.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, you can tell why he wears a C. But thank you, Dan. Thank you, Jay, for putting doing this. And I'd love to see blind hockey really grow.
Oh, absolutely. Really good. Absolutely.
Really no, thanks, guys, and go Pios.
All right. Well, we're going to wrap it up here from the Campus Lounge, the Coach Carl Show. Thanks to all the guests here tonight. And thanks, everybody, for coming down to the Campus Lounge. Some of the best food and drinks in all of Denver. I'm Jay Stickney saying goodnight from the Campus Lounge on 104.3 The Fan HD3.